Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. For some reason, there was a relief. There's some sort of relief that happened, which was fantastic. And today, you know, we're back at it. We'll see what ends up happening. To better is the sight of the eyes and the wandering of the desire. I'm not really going to think of what's going on down today, but as soon as I go into work, here we go. However, last night I was talking to somebody, and they brought up what they believe a Christian was. And it was like everything had to do with the law. It was based on your acts, and it was based on your works. And it just, for me, when I read the word, and as much as I've read it, and if you have read it yourself, it's sad, man. Like, because the freedom that Christ gave us, the whole reason He died was for freedom and to be reconnected and have the Holy Spirit, or have Holy Spirit. And I mean, all these things, the greatness of the word, the greatness of being Christian, the greatness of being believer is lost if it's just about acts, if it's just about works. You're going backwards. And I was reading this morning, and of course, this is what comes up. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace from God our Father, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us," or having blessed us with all spiritual, or every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him, in Christ Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in His sight in love. You're holy and you are without blame before God. And it's by grace. God put you there by grace. If it's not about grace and it's about acts, if you're receiving something based on a debt, that's not grace. It's grace. You're saved by grace. You're put in a position of favor by grace. You're reconnected to God by grace. And if you don't believe that, that stinks, man. You're missing out on the word, the greatness of it. Verse 4, "According as He hath chosen in us," or "as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame," or without blemish, "before Him," or "in His sight, in love, having predestinated," or "foreordained us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, even to the good pleasure of His will," or of God's inclining disposition. An adopted child couldn't be sold. This adoption is a big deal. It had higher rights than a son. And that's what you are. And you've been chosen before the foundations of the world. God knew who you were. God knows who you are. And you have that spiritual ability, and you have the inherent power from God, the pneumahagion, the Holy Spirit. It's just whether or not you activate it. Verse 6, "to the praise of His glory," or "to the praise of the glory of His grace, which," or "wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved," in Jesus Christ. He made us accepted by Christ Jesus. It's not by our acts. And that's, again, Christ died for a reason. He died for a reason. And that he died a horrible death for you and for me. And I'm just thankful for it. "To the praise of His glory, of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in Jesus Christ, in whom," in Christ, "we have redemption." We have the deliverance of the soul from sin, and the dividing line is Christ's blood. "The forgiveness," or the remissions of sins, "according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and in all prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He, God, purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation," or the administration of the fullness of times, "He might gathered together in one, in Christ Jesus, all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have also received the inheritance or obtained the inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. I mean, he chose you. And it's not about your acts. It's not about your acts. It's about believing in the name of Christ Jesus. Once you believe, you are righteous. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety, salvation, and preservation. That's salvation. You're saved. You're predestinated to be a son of God, an adopted son, which has better rights, more rights than just a son. You've been given Holy Spirit. You've been given the freedom of the law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage, which is servitude to the law. Don't be weighed down by that anymore. You're free. You're free to live a spiritual life with God, reconnected, being reconnected by the reconciling spirit, man. I don't know. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, it's always to God. You got to pray to God, not to Christ Jesus. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's biblical. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I thank you for the relief of yesterday. I thank you for getting my sister here, my mom's birthday, just how much of a joy it was just to be around family. And yeah, I'm just thankful for all that. I pray for today that we knock out everything that needs to get done, that the mistakes stop happening, that we're a tighter unit, that everybody's blessed to work there, that the pressure turns down a little bit, and that we can continually increase the business, or that you increase the business, and I'm just show me kind of how to do that. Again, I thank you for your word and how much of a blessing it is. I ask you to open every door and close every door concerning any relationship, Father, and I'm just very, very thankful for the things that are going on. I also pray for the situation with Will's house, that I can figure that out and get that thing done, and that it's blessed, and I just thank you that we can go to you always. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.